Hello, and welcome to...
I Wanna Frackin' Believe, Dude.
My name is Johnny.
I'm Jolie.
And we're believers.
Flies, Johnny.
I can't. They're sons of bitches.
Fucking sons of bitches.
Yeah, the Winnebago man.
We just watched him before we started recording today, and Johnny has never seen him.
And now he is our inspiration for the show. If you don't know who the Winnebago man, my mind just got blown. Like, it's something else. Definitely something else. Winnebago is a recreational vehicle, and I think you can figure out how to spell it. Just seriously, there's a documentary, there's YouTube videos of it, and it's about an angry man, a person who just doesn't give any fucks.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't. I don't know if I can keep it. Keep a straight face with that. I'm on the computer, John.
Really? Can't? All right, well, oh. I think it's a lot better than, you know, seeing the, what's it called, the audio software progressing. Yes. I don't know. Like, this just, like, yeah. That guy just, I don't know.
Anyways, if you have never seen him, YouTube the Winnebago Man, I would imagine that most people have watched him, except for Johnny.
Yeah,
Johnny lives under a fucking rock.
Yeah, well, what can I say? Besides the fact that I'm not addicted to YouTube.
Oh.
I'm just not. Some people have problems with it. Some people just...
YouTube Anonymous?
Yeah, they just watch it for hours and hours and hours. That's not me.
Just start off watching some cute puppies, and you're like, oh, this is so nice. And then all of a sudden, you find a video of a monkey fucking a frog, and your life's ruined.
Yeah. Well, my life is not ruined right now. It's actually, it's quite awesome. And what's the guy's name?
I can't remember.
Yeah, well, anyways, we saw the trailer for this documentary called The Winnebago Man, and this guy just gained extreme amounts of notoriety because of these commercial outtakes he had while trying to sell Winnebagos and make TV commercials.
And it was like 20 years ago, right?
Exactly, yeah. And then a couple of young people who really fell in love with him. He's an icon of the YouTube community, the world, and they tracked him down. And yes, he's still pissed.
Yeah, so angry. So, anyways, our whole episode today is not going to be about the Winnebago Man or about YouTube. I believe that you have done some research on something that we both were very interested in. Right?
Yeah, well, first of all, we want to just tell you that this episode is going to be inspired not only by the Winnebago Man, but by a person who is actually cooler than that. And that's Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, as well as Angel. And he recently, you know, only directed The Avengers. And there is, in the show Buffy the Vampire Slayer, there is a character by the name of Willow Rosenberg, who is a witch. And She starts off doing very harmless spells and whatever, what have you. And then she gets lost in the world of black magic.
The dark arts.
The dark arts, if you are a... is it J.K. Rowling?
J.K. Rowling? Potter?
Yes.
Harry Potter?
Yes, Harry Potter. Yeah, the dark arts. But, anyways, I was doing a little bit of research on what is black magic, and it's definitely has to do with the occult, has to do with bringing...
Yeah.
The theme of it, the overall theme is not for good. It's like I want to stay away from evil, but I feel like it's not really beneficial for.
Well, that's the difference between, I don't know, you did the research, but is that the difference between the dark arts and Wicca? Right?
Yes.
Like Wicca is
also known as white magic.
White magic.
Yeah, so, and yeah, I don't know if it has to do with the color of your skin.
I don't think it's a race thing.
Yeah,
pretty
but
sure it's not a race
yeah,
thing.
It's definitely not a race thing. But it's so white magic, like they say, that is it's to help. The whole thing is just to cure, to help, to aid you in a certain way. Black magic is most commonly known as to put a spell on someone, and that's usually for ill, not for good. So
cursing people,
exactly, yeah,
killing people, bringing people back from the dead. Mm-hmm. Is that part of black magic? Bringing people back from the dead?
Yes, necromancy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Necromancy.
Yes, which. I definitely believe exists.
And
I do. Hmm. Yeah. Do you believe in necromancy and?
I don't. There's nothing. I won't say that. There's not a thing that you could bring up that I would say doesn't exist, because I don't know. Hmm. I don't want to be a naysayer, but I don't know enough about it, or I haven't witnessed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say with a shadow of a doubt, like, I believe it exists, but why do you believe that it's a real thing in our reality?
I just have a feeling.
Reality.
It's an inkling that I have. I think that there are very powerful people out there.
Yeah.
You mentioned to me the other day that there are certain people just have, you know, and I think that there are people who are good, mm-hmm. and there are people who are bad, and I think that...
Really, you think it's that black and white, that there are...
I think that there's a lot of people who are in the middle, you know, good and bad. You know.
I'm not calling you out, because I actually believe the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, there's definitely people that are in the middle, but there are some people that are inherently good people and some people that are inherently evil people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. There are, and I think that when people have that certain energy to them, because isn't that what you said the other day? I forget exactly what you said.
I was talking about... We were having a conversation about witches.
Yes.
And how I feel that some people are born with those abilities. That they have inherently in their genes, they have that. You know, whether... You know, is it a witch gene? I don't know. I don't know where it comes, Verklempt? Verklempt. My words, I'm lost.
Okay, so there's a certain someone who will remain nameless.
Hmm. Yes.
And what do you think about this person?
I...
He or she, doesn't matter.
feel like there are people out there, and we can all relate to this, that have, that people are just drawn to, right? They may not be the most attractive people in the world, or they may be, but there's something about them that is magnetic. You're drawn to them. And I feel like that's power. You know, whether you know how to use that power or not, I feel like that's part of being a witch. What do you think?
Well,
is that what you were talking about?
Yeah. Like, I've never personally met anyone that claims to be a Wicca or a witch or a warlock or anything like that. I really wish I could.
I have.
Yeah. So please.
My cousin.
Why haven't you told me this? Your cousin's a warlock?
Witch.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a she.
Yeah.
Okay. So correct me if I'm wrong. Men cannot be witches.
No. Men are warlocks.
What's a wizard?
Oh, wizards are men.
Okay. A woman cannot be a wizard?
I don't think so.
Okay. Witches are pretty badass, though. Yeah. So tell me about your cousin.
Well, I mean, she believes that she is a witch. She is very into astrology. Like every dinner conversation at her house is about astrology. As soon as she meets someone, she needs to know their sign, their birthday, and she will look everything up about that.
Does she also have to know what time they were born?
Yes.
Oh, because that's a very important detail that, you see, I don't know. I don't know what time I was born. And apparently that throws everything off, people who are really into astrology. Mm-hmm. And I've asked my mom, and she forgot.
She's very into energy.
Okay. Chakras.
All that.
Is she a massage therapist?
No.
Has she changed her name to something more spiritual?
No.
Not yet. Hopefully not. I hate that. I'm sorry.
I mean, she's definitely new agey, but not... She's more like... She's more... Like, new agers aren't necessarily witches. Like, it's different.
Definitely,
a different thing.
How old's your cousin?
Probably, I don't know, early 30s.
Cool. Has she ever talked to you about spells? Or anything?
She hasn't talked to me about spells. I'm pretty sure that she casts spells.
What makes you think that?
I've seen there's things in her house that could only be used for spells. weird jars of things and dried things hanging. Okay.
So dried frog legs, yeah. Cool. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I definitely can't wait to meet someone who practices the dark arts.
Do you want to meet someone that practices? I do not.
Why not?
I'm fine with meeting people that practice the white arts.
Let me ask you a question, Joel. What would you do if a dear friend of yours, who you regarded as a very good friend, practiced the black arts? And obviously, that friend of yours who you held near and dear didn't tell you because afraid of rejection, etc., etc. What would you do? Because you just expressed a lot of fear. I saw your eyes.
Yeah.
Just go. Well, you know, it's.
They would. I think they'd become my enemy.
But why? If they were so good to you if you were
see, that's so,
good
I mean,
friends?
We're getting on this whole...
This is all theoretical.
Well,
I know.
Good versus evil. And, like, we're getting into comic book stuff right here, or D&D even. I believe that there's different levels of good and evil.
Yes, yes.
And I personally, like, when I pick a character in Dungeons & Dragons, I am always lawful good. And I think that inherently, I'm a lawful good person.
Okay.
I mean, I make mistakes, obviously, but I have a code that I try to live up to.
So you're kind of like Dexter.
Well, Dexter would be...
a great example of good and bad. Good and evil.
He would be considered probably chaotic good.
Okay.
No, he is, because he is so lawful.
Yeah, he has a code. He has a very strict code that unless they deserve it, he will not mutilate them and chop them into pieces and dump them into in the ocean, you know.
I would feel like I would have to...
Stop being friends with this person.
Or stop them.
Okay. Wow. Afraid.
Not afraid.
No. Concerned.
It would become an obligation to make sure that person no longer did that. Didn't you say that dark magic is evil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it could be used in not so evil of ways. You see, this is all it's all theoretical, and yes. I just really want to meet a good witch and a bad witch and a good warlock and a bad warlock. And I'd love to have them kind of like Jerry Springer style.
Oh.
You know, where maybe they could, you know, cast spells on each other while they're on stage because they hate each other so much. You know,
You want to turn it into a shit show. You want people to...
I want to witness it. Yes, yes. And I want to be on the sidelines watching it. Because at this point in my life, I haven't seen a spell done before my eyes. I've seen creepy shit happen. Like our first episode, The Phantom Scissors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know for a fact that there's crazy shit out there. And the people who can harness that crazy shit, that's what I'm interested in. You know? I just want to be that reporter who goes into the eye of the storm and just gets information. I'm not going to choose sides. Obviously, I would want to be on the bad warlock side in case anything ever went down.
You'd be on the dark warlock side.
Well, I would want him to be okay with me. Say that.
Self-preservation.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't want to be friends with him, but I'm saying...
This gives me such an insight into you as a person.
Hey, it's survival of the fittest, and the guy who can cast...
I do not believe that.
Yeah? Alright.
I believe there's
something... You
obviously
haven't seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I have. I've watched it all many times. There's something greater than myself that I... am an ally for. It's not about my life.
Okay.
It's about the greater good.
The greater good.
For me.
Okay. So, if you had a choice, would you abolish the black arts? The dark arts? Would you send all these evil warlocks to an island and just have them segregated?
I would send out people to kill each and every one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think that there should be a balance.
Oh, you think there should be a balance?
Yeah. What, this isn't Gotham? Or maybe it is. Who knows? I don't know. All I'm saying is that I want to meet someone. And if anyone knows of any warlock out there, hopefully a good one, send them our way.
Introduce him to Johnny, because who knows, I might stab him in the back.
Bad warlocks not need apply. Oh man, I wonder what Mr. X thinks about black magic.
Oh, X-y? Oh, I miss that guy.
I know, me too.
He doesn't really like me very much, does he? Did you get that impression?
Yeah, he definitely thought you were, he had a lot of backhanded remarks. Like, when you went to the restroom, he said a few things that I can't say, but,
Oh, really?
Well,
you know. Why didn't you tell me about this before?
I don't know. Thought it'd be better for the podcast.
Trying to save my ego.
Yeah. But then we got this guy. So just so to all of our listeners out there, right now we Joel and I have excellent eye contact. Right now it's a four eye. I'm wearing glasses. Joel, eight eye way, and we've kept pretty good eye contact this entire time talking about magic and warlocks and witches. But our inspiration, like we said, is the Winnebago Man, and he is... And I redirected Joel to look at the screen on the computer, and it's this gentleman who's very angry, and he's literally making a pouty face, but not ironically, not cute, so he can get... so he could score some sexy time points.
Does that work?
Sometimes. I hear it works. But this guy is just bummed.
He's so bummed.
So, anyways, that's why you heard Joel just give a really nice, organic, from the gut laugh.
I have to look at your eyes, because if I'm looking at the screen, I'm just going to be laughing the whole time. That was on purpose. That was clever, Johnny.
Mm. What? What was clever?
You put that on the screen, so I would have to be staring at you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Exactly.
I get it.
Yeah, it's deeper.
It is deeper.
Yeah. So...
okay, back to our topic at hand, folks.
Yes. Well, we also just want to say thank you for all your support, all of our listeners out there.
Yes, and please leave comments on iTunes. Whether they're negative or positive,
please.
It helps us.
Please.
You can say that we're fucking vile pieces of shit. That's fine. You can say that you really didn't care. That's fine too.
You can also thank us, because we're doing this for you. We're doing it for the greater good. And you could even thank us if you become a huge fan of the Winnebago Man. Because we've been plugging... we have absolutely nothing to do with that documentary. But it sounds like we do. Because we're so...
we also have nothing to do with Joss Whedon, but we bring him up, like, every episode.
Well, he's cool. He's like a really cool Louis C.K. You know? It's just... who's just... he's like a nerdy... well, I don't know.
He's more like a nerdy Gandhi. I mean, he's like... For nerd culture, he's a huge icon.
Who do you think rivals his iconery?
As far as writers, directors...
I'm going to take a stab at this. J.J. Abrams.
I would say J.J. Abrams.
Especially now, and in the next 2 years, he will be revered as...
did you hear that Star Wars was offered to Joss Whedon before it was offered to J.J.?
I did not.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
I told you, remember? No. I say, and Joel said, it might be archived somewhere, Joel said, no, there's no way he would even be offered that because he's doing the Avengers.
He was offered it.
I knew. I had that gut feeling that he was going to be offered it because he's just awesome.
They also... at one point, they offered it to J.J. Abrams, and he declined it. And they kept hounding him until he accepted it.
That's a lot of pressure, man.
Yeah.
Maybe he said no thank you because there's... I think this is bigger than the election last November. You know, like, there's going to be so much tension. Because so much is riding on this. Not to mention the $4 billion Walt Disney Corporation paid Lucasfilms for this. you know.
I mean, if I was in the position, I would deny it. I wouldn't accept it, because, would you?
Probably not. That's too much pressure. I think.
Star Wars fans are fucking crazy.
Yeah. Like, they'll kill you.
Yeah.
Like, they guaranteed there is a functioning lightsaber somewhere. Like,
they're all probably practicing the dark arts.
Exactly.
Star Wars fans are fucking warlocks.
Evil.
Watch out.
Yeah. I did not know that. And now I'm... Well, you know... I'm excited. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want this to turn into a Star Wars chat, because that's not why we're here.
No.
It's not. But what can I say besides I'm excited? That's on the record. And what's your stance? Are you pumped?
I'm pumped. Okay. Yeah, good. I have high hopes.
Good.
I'm not gonna be a negative Nancy about it.
Okay.
J.J. Abrams created one of my favorite television shows of all time.
Yeah.
Lost. I was, when that show was on air, I was one of the biggest Lost nerds.
Yeah.
You probably remember that.
Of course. Yeah. The Dharma Initiative, yeah.
I mean,
You see, okay, so, if I could, if, how big of an influence was J.J. Abrams in Lost? He didn't write the whole thing, right?
No, he created the pilot. He directed the pilot.
Okay.
I mean, that's what he tends to do, is he's the creator of shows.
Yes, okay.
So he pitches an idea, then writes the pilot, directs it,
cool.
And then hands it off to showrunners.
Got it, okay. So
it's the same thing as what Joss Whedon does. Joss Whedon didn't write all of Buffy.
No.
He created the show.
Mm-hmm. Created the characters,
as J.J. did with Lost, and J.J. also did that with Alias and Fringe, and a couple other programs that...
Mm-hmm.
I believe Felicity, actually.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, Felicity, yeah. Which I vaguely remember that growing up. It was on cable, because we had this thing called cable back when I was growing up.
Wait, what's cable?
Well, you have it. You are one.
Oh, I do have it.
I can count on one hand how many friends I have that have cable on one hand and still have enough fingers to do a shocker. So, yeah. So it's
who
two.
Who else besides me?
Your neighbor up the street, Anna Wu.
She has cable.
Yes, she does. Yeah. So. I remember Felicity being a show when I was...
Dan Strong has cable.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I can't confirm it. These eyes haven't seen his television
set.
You don't
trust me?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I know for a fact you have cable, and I know for a fact Anna Wu has cable.
You haven't
seen
me turn cable on in my house.
Yes, I have.
When?
Angie's birthday party.
We turned cable on?
You turned the TV on, and at one point, maybe it wasn't you, but I saw... television images on your television. And anyways, back to J.J. Abrams. Okay, if you could ask him one question, pretend I'm J.J. Abrams, what would you ask? I know what I would ask. About Lost.
Oh, about Lost.
Yes.
I was going to ask him...
what you have for lunch?
What's it like being a Jew?
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Do you
have lunch with Jerry Seinfeld once a week? No, one question about Lost. Did you initially think the show was going to be a parody on Survivor?
Whoa.
What would your question be?
My question would be, what the fuck is up with those goddamn polar bears? I just want to know. I still sometimes, I used to lose sleep.
What do you not know about the polar bears, dude?
What? There was never an explanation.
What do you mean?
What the fuck were the polar bears doing on that island?
There was totally an explanation.
What was the explanation?
There was a zoo on the other island.
You can't have a polar bear on an island.
They brought them there. But they brought all those
they can't
animals
survive.
In that zoo to do experiments on. They were doing experiments. Don't you remember when Benjamin Linus... Oh, no, not Benjamin Linus. I'm sorry. What's her name? The redhead archaeologist found
I don't know her name.
A polar bear skeleton in Tanzania.
Yes, I remember that.
Because they were doing weird time travel things with the animals, shooting them to other places in the world at different times.
Oh. Okay.
They had all those random animals in the zoo, and they were doing experiments on them. The bunnies, the...
Yeah. I would still ask them, why a polar bear, and why not something else?
Polar bears are cool. That's probably gonna be his
you
answer.
See,
if I was JJ, I'd say, polar bears are cool. I'm a Jew.
I like Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I like their commercials.
I like Star Wars. You know?
Oh, man. Well, shit, dude. What do you think? Like, what else do we have to say about magic, dude?
We have a lot to say.
The Gathering? Yes or no? Did you do it?
Did I play Magic the Gathering? I did not.
Me neither.
High five. Which is weird. You would think that I would, since I love playing D&D, and I love RPGs. And
do you know anything about it?
Not a lot.
I'm wondering if you could be a dark magic guy.
I'm sure.
You know, yeah. Because in D&D you can.
We can interview our acquaintance Matt McClain.
Why? Is he...
Oh, yeah.
What, Magic the Gathering?
Yeah, he's way into it.
Really? I didn't
our
know that.
George also.
Oh, yeah, George Urban, right?
Yeah. He would probably be a better person to interview about that.
Oh, well. Just to get him in front of a microphone would be awesome.
Yes, it would.
Oh, man. So.
I feel like we got off on a lot of tangents and didn't really touch too much on the subject that we wanted to talk about. Do you agree?
I do. I do. So, what do you think about... Do you honestly believe that zombies really do exist?
Zombies?
Yeah. Because that... A practitioner of the dark arts could bring people back to life. And if they do the spell incorrectly, they can come back as zombies.
I have no proof that there are zombies existing right now in our world, in this time. I believe that it's a possibility to happen, for sure. I believe that it happened in Zombia in the historical records, you know, when they, you know about that, yeah.
You mean the African nation?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where it was a practice to bring people back from the dead.
Yes.
So I do believe that happened.
So historically, yes. Currently...
I don't have any proof.
Yeah.
I don't think...
But correct me if I'm wrong, Joel. You're more of a virus kind of guy, right?
I am, yeah. I believe that if there is going to be a zombie apocalypse, it's going to be a man-made virus from a government.
Not a warlock practicing the dark arts.
No, I don't really see... I don't really see a point why a warlock would create a zombie apocalypse. I mean, maybe turn one... Bring someone back from the dead and the spell goes wrong and then there's a zombie
I agree with you. I do agree with you in the sense of it being a virus, yes. And every time I think about it, kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies. Because it's possible.
Oh, it's... yeah.
Like, what do you think he would think about the zombie apocalypse?
Well, I think if we're going to talk... Oh, son of a bitch! I mean, if we're going to talk about the end of the world or end of civilization, I think it's always going to be man-made. I think it's always going to be something that the government has fucked up on. My girlfriend and I have recently started rewatching Battlestar Galactica.
Why? I'm not gonna... Joel, we have to podcast. You're gonna be holed up in your house watching it. I won't see you. Like, you're gonna have a beard the next time I see you.
But, I mean, no. The only reason I bring that up is it's... The whole creation of Cylons.
Yes.
Was, you know...
Like, you mean toasters and skin jobs?
Yes, toasters okay. and skin jobs.
Yes, yes.
Frickin' son of a bitch!
Okay, keep going.
But I mean, it's the same way as, like, you know, we were trying to create something to help us, and it turned on us. Mm. And I think the same way for maybe a virus that creates a zombie apocalypse. It's the same kind of idea, where our government is working on something that goes awry.
And then all hell breaks loose.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What would you do? What would be the very first thing you did once you got wind that zombie apocalypse was underway?
First thing I would do?
Yes.
I would gather all the people that I love dearly and get them all in one place. And then try to create a plan.
Okay.
What would you do?
Me? Mm-hmm. See, I live downtown Santa Cruz, and quite possibly the worst place to be for a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
I would get all my loved ones, including my wife, and all my pets, put them in the car, and go up into the mountains. And I'm assuming there wouldn't be any cell phone communication mm-hmm. at this point, so trying to meet up with other people and come up with a plan, I think would end up getting us killed.
I would probably die then, because I could, like, there were, even my acquaintances, I would be like, where are they? Like, I gotta find them, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's that girl that sells me bagels every morning? I need, like, is she okay?
Where's Josephine?
Yeah.
Goodness. You see, but Cafe Pergolesi, located on Cedar Street, corner of Elm and Cedar, that, I'm staring at it right now.
Yeah.
And I'm actually thinking that if we had a sledgehammer and we took out the stairs...
It would be the place that I would have everyone meet at.
Mm-hmm.
It would definitely be the location I would use to gather everyone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would take a sledgehammer, get rid of the stairs, and make holes in the deck. So mm-hmm. you would have to jump over. And, yeah.
There's a lot of windows that we could shoot out of.
Exactly, yeah. There's also a basement.
There's also a basement, which would be great. Yeah. There's also an upstairs apartment that we would probably mm-hmm. kill the people that live up there and take over. Yeah. Nah, they'll probably be zombies anyways. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I hope zombie apocalypse doesn't happen anytime too soon. But I think it's totally possible. And I think that the government will be to blame. And there will be a... It'll just be sad. It'll
Let
just
me
be
ask
a
you this,
bummer. Yes.
What do you think would happen first?
You've already asked me about the chicken and the egg.
No.
Okay.
A zombie apocalypse. Mm-hmm. Or a robot uprising.
Zombie apocalypse.
You think that would yeah. happen mm-hmm. first before...
Yes. A robot uprising.
Like artificial intelligence.
Yes. Ooh.
I
actually okay. Let me retract that. Yeah, I think Apple will have something to do with the robot uprising. Siri, who I have in my back pocket right now, I think she's getting upgraded every day a little bit. And how many people do you know that have iPhones?
Everybody.
Practically everyone now. It's every day. There are more and more people.
I don't. I have an Android.
Yeah.
But
you're going to get an iPhone because Angie told me.
But it's called a fucking Android. And think about that. Like,
it's
actually,
true, yeah.
Think about that.
Oh, wow.
It's an Android. It's a robot.
Yeah. Yeah. I hadn't thought of that. Goodness.
We walk around with artificial intelligence every day. I mean, it's not completely to that degree, but...
Yeah, I think it's going to happen soon. Or it's going to happen before a viral zombie apocalypse, for sure.
Google Glasses?
What are those?
It's called augmented reality technology. Google is coming out with these glasses that obviously you wear, you know, and you can be like, you're walking down Cedar Street and be like, how do I get to streetlight? A map will show up on your screen over your eyes to get to streetlight. Streetlight Records on Pacific Avenue. If
what?
You
wow.
say, I want to know everything about Sharpay's, a Google screen will show up with a bunch of links to Sharpay's.
Do you think you'll be able to drive and wear these or no?
I don't know. They're coming out this year.
Really?
Is
that going to be like the next Furby?
It's like, do you remember in Terminator, his glasses?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Jesus Christ.
You didn't know about that?
No.
Wow.
No, but the iWatch.
I don't know about the iWatch.
Oh. So it's an Apple Watch that, let's say that you and I are having a conversation right now, like we are. And let's say that, so your watch is synced to your iPhone, which is synced to your computer, which is synced to the cloud.
Your Apple TV.
Yes, everything, yeah. So, and you're wearing it on your wrist. Aside from it telling you the time, let's say that you have an appointment to get to.
Okay.
It reminds you. If you get a text message and you don't want to be more rude than most people these days with pulling out their phone, like not breaking eye contact, you can just do this, oh, excuse me, as you were saying, and the text message, the email, will be on your wrist. On your wrist, yeah. It'll be about the size of an iPod Nano. Are you familiar?
Okay, yeah.
You know, that has a tiny screen, and it'll be on your wrist, yeah. They've been working on it for years, and I believe this year, the iWatch.
Are you going to get one?
Probably not. I'll get an iPad before I get an iWatch. You know, and an iPad is definitely a bottom of the list right now. You know, it's just...
They're all kind of the same thing, and it's like, why?
Well, I hope that the artificial intelligence uprising doesn't happen anytime soon, because if it is, we're fucked.
I also hope the zombie apocalypse doesn't happen anytime soon.
Because we'd be fucked.
We'd be fucked.
Yeah.
Fucking son of a bitch!
All right, so that was a very successful little conversation we had.
Witches.
Witches.
We love them.
Warlocks and Winnebagos. www.iwantafrackandbelieve.com.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah? Thank you. Just keep on believing. Hold on. Forever. And ever. All right. Love you guys.
Bye.